Production of Pipe Dreams is made possible in part by funding provided by Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhead Foundation, and by the support of listeners to stations in the Public Radio International Network.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
Being understood is sometimes a challenge, and we often go on and on in our harangues. But sometimes the best points are made simply, with grace, charm, and clarity. And Johann Sebastian Bach knew all about this and proved it when writing his Little Preludes and Fugues for the organ. It's a collection of student music exploiting the King of Instruments from the standpoint of a beginner's technique. But while they are short in duration, these works also are concentrated, almost like a multivitamin capsule. And in their brief time, they demonstrate the various ways that preludes, fugues, fantasies, and toccatas can be made, and the various moods that they can project. Simplicity. Well, it's not the only way, and a degree of effusive theatrical oratory can be grandly rewarding, too. Bach was very capable of that sort of gesture, as was his late romantic, early modern disciple, mighty Max Reger, whose scores were sometimes criticized for being black with notes, kind of a musical filibuster. But even Reger could be reined in, and today both composers will show their very individualistic ways of being simple. We'll hear all eight of Bach's Little Preludes and Fugues, running up the scale from C to B flat, and along with them some companion pieces by Reger, sometimes with strikingly similar themes. It's a counterpoint of styles, two great musicians separated by nearly two centuries, but united over time by a common love of organ music. They were absolutely the best, Reger and Bach. Enjoy them here, Max and Johann. I'm Michael Barone. And you're tuned to Pipe Dreams. It will probably never be absolutely certain just how the eight little preludes and fugues of Bach came to be. They are attributed to Bach, I must tell you. They're also thought to be perhaps by one of his pupils, Johann Ludwig Krebs, or they might even have been a joint project. But without question, these little works exude quality and character, and through them many beginners have first approached the King of Instruments. After all, to play a piece by Bach, even a simple one, now that is an accomplishment. Consider this relatively uncomplicated beginning. It's Bach's Little Prelude and Fugue in C major, which under a master's hands and feet has an undeniable charisma. Pete Kay plays on the famous early 18th century Christian Müller organ at the Church of St. Bavo in Haarlem, the Netherlands. Little music made big, music of Bach. if you were running a stopwatch and keep track of such things, you probably noticed that this piece was about half the length of the usual Bach Prelude and Fugue. But it was wonderful, even so. This little Prelude and Fugue in C major, which Pete Kay played for us at the Bavo Church in Haarlem, the Netherlands. For contrast today, we're interspersing Bach with works by Max Reger. So now we listen to an early work by Reger, his Opus 7, also a Prelude and Fugue in C major, which starts out simply. And then, well, listen. Rosalinda Haas plays at Our Lady of Good Counsel Church in Frankfurt am Main. Well, to twist the admonition, there is one that you had better try at home, certainly before playing it in public. Quite a flurry of feet and fingers. And somewhat Bach-like, the Prelude and Fugue in C Major, an early work, Opus 7, by Max Reger, Rosalinda Haas, performed for us. And she will be back again with other Reger excerpts from an astonishingly fine, complete recorded edition of the Reger works, which she has issued on the Dobringhaus and Grimm label. It's a German production, available through the Organ Historical Society in this country on the web at ohscatalog.org if you want to go searching. More Reger to come, but back to Bach now, and the little preludes and fugues. Next in line, a piece in D minor, stern and vigorous, as compared with the sunny spontaneity of the C major piece. And after it, we'll pass directly over into a very un-Bach-like Reger prelude and fugue in D minor, which has a kind of fantastic element which looks back beyond Bach to Buxtehude. Listen particularly to how Reger's fugue subject is in two fragments played on two contrasting registrations. But that comes along in due time. Again, Rosalinda Haas plays. Music of Reger at Our Lady of Good Counsel Church in Frankfurt. Pete Kay, though, begins with this prelude and fugue in D minor at the St. Bavo Church in Haarlem, the Netherlands. Music by Bach. a thorny thicket of contrapuntal strands, which some might say is the usual Reigarian briar patch. But, hey, Br'er Rabbit got around in the briar patch pretty well, and Rosalinda Haas has had no trouble staying unstuck playing the Allbeats organ at Our Lady of Good Counsel Church in Frankfurt-Niederrad. Prelude and Fugue in D minor, Opus 56, number 2, by Max Reger. And before it, a little prelude and fugue in D minor by Bach, or at least attributed to him. Harold Fogel thinks that these are authentic works. I'll go with his vote. Pete Kay played at the St. Bavo Church in Haarlem in the Netherlands. Back and forth, Reger and Bach in alternation, genius power at work. Two very thoughtful minds engaging the king of instruments. We're only beginning. I'm Michael Barone with Max and Johann on this edition of Pipe Dreams. key of E minor is one of great solemnity, and certainly that mood amply conveyed in the sound of the instrument which Mats Arvidsson built in 1982 at the Mariefred Church in Sweden, and that's where Hans Fagius has performed the Little Prelude and Fugue in E minor by Bach. Hans has recorded all of the Bach works, not just the Little Preludes and Fugues, but absolutely everything that Bach wrote for the organ on historic or history-based instruments in Sweden. Recordings on the Bis label, highly recommended. Well, our E minor piece by Reger comes from a set of 10 miscellaneous works in his Opus 69. The prelude really hops, and the fugue in triple time develops an incessant energy, a kind of demonic waltz tempo. Rosalinda Haas performs. from Max. Max Reger's Prelude and Fugue in E minor, Opus 69, numbers 1 and 2. Performance by Rosalinda Haas. Devilish music. Really difficult. And the little Prelude and Fugue in F major by Bach, which follows, is, in its elements, much less complex, but the speed at which Keith John plays it for us is not for the faint-hearted. Perhaps the devil made him do it. That F major prelude and fugue from the little preludes and fugues of Bach, along with the C major piece, is the easiest of the collection. But at that tempo, well, very different challenges prevail. Keith John has made the simple seem less so in his recording on the Cloyker organ at the Church of Our Lady of the Snows in the Alpine village of Alp Wes. And if you thought that was fast, he'll be back in the key of B-flat major a little later on. But fellow Englishman Kevin Boyer moves us one step up from F major to G major, and this recording made on the Nimbus label at the Church of St. Hans in Odense, Denmark. Listen for a tidy little pedal solo just before the end of the prelude.
Thank you.
Kevin Boyer plays Bach. That was the little G major prelude and fugue. He's recorded not only all eight of these friendly works, but the entire Bach organ collection, all on Nimbus compact discs, which are available from, amongst other places, the Public Radio Music Source on the web at 75music.org. We continue with Max and Johann and make a Bach sandwich next, for a Bach lunch, I suppose, with Bach's G minor little prelude and fugue layered between two works by Max Reger, a zesty capriccio in G minor, a very late piece from Opus 129, and a demure chorale prelude, Herr nun selbst den Wagen halt, which you might translate as Lord who trucks on all alone. Max and Johann all together. A Capriccio in G minor, opus 129 by Reger, preceded by the Little G minor Prelude and Fugue by Bach, which itself was preceded by a G major chorale prelude, Herr nun selbst den Wagen halt, also by Reger, though quite Bach-like in its canonic statement of the theme. Rosalind Haas played the Reger pieces in Frankfurt. Hans Fagius played Bach at Mariefred, Sweden. And if you'd like a complete playlist of our music today, with source information too, check our website. We're at pipedreams.org. This is program 2011 about Bach and Reger, Max and Johann. Of all the minor keys, A minor seems to call up a certain brilliance. Think of the big A minor prelude and fugue of Bach, or the A minor chorale of César Franck, both brimming with energy. Even this little A minor piece by Bach launches right off from the opening chord, and if the fugue is somewhat less jagged, its rhythm in three subtly swings. Again, it's Kevin Boyer playing at Odense, Denmark. The Little Prelude and Fugue in A minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. Kevin Boyer performed. It's from a Nimbus compact disc cycle of Bach's works. These little pieces offer examples in miniature of the many styles in which Bach wrote his organ preludes, toccatas, fantasies, and fugues. These little works make an excellent get-your-feet-wet introduction for players and listeners. I've been contrasting the little preludes and fugues of Bach with his foremost German follower, Max Reger, whose writing at the beginning of the 20th century was both a tribute to tradition and a gesture in a new direction. Sometimes Reger could be simple too, but oft times his little pieces were actually quite large. More of that to come. I'm Michael Barone with Reger and Bach, Max and Johann, on this edition of Pipe Dreams. I don't know what Bach would have thought of that. At such a speed, the music is taken right to the edge of possibility. But Keith John loves a bit of brinksmanship. He played on the spunky little Quaker organ at the church in Alpe d'Huez in the French Alps. And that is the last of the little preludes and fugues by Bach. Probably the most difficult of the set. It's in the rarely used key of B-flat major. But what a wonderfully optimistic work, especially the fugue. B-flat may end the little set by Bach, but it's a beginning, too, since the musical note B-flat is equivalent to the letter B, and in spelling out Bach's name in tone, the notes B-flat, A, C, and B natural equal B-A-C-H, and that is a very terse little theme which provides Max Reger with pretty much everything he needs to launch into an expansive fantasy and fugue in tribute to Bach, which Peter Sykes is going to play for us. We're going to hear the 1931 Steinmeier organ at the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament in Altoona, Pennsylvania. A bit of background on this instrument. Early in the 20th century, German organ building was reinvestigating classic sounds, a process that began in Germany somewhat before it did in England and here in the United States. Builders were fascinated by antique organs, which were very different from the instruments that they were making at that point, and tried to incorporate a certain clarity from the old style into the grandeur of what they were building at the turn of the century. this instrument in Altoona was sort of a heads up to American builders. But because of anti-German sentiment during the Second World War, because it was German built after all, it kind of dropped off the scope of our American organ awareness. And it's only since its 1990 restoration that things have been set right, and the Steinmeier at the cathedral in Altoona, Pennsylvania, now has reasserted itself as without question one of the finest instruments of its kind anywhere, and an absolutely perfect vehicle for the music of Max Reger. So, from Max to Johann, this ultimate tribute, a fantasy and fugue on the name of Bach, Peter Sykes, plays this music by Max Reger. grand and glorious. A sometimes blend of gothic horror and high adventure, but also one of the great early 20th century masterpieces for the organ. A tribute from Mox to Johann, Fantasy and Fugue on the Name of Bach, Opus 46 by Max Reger. Multifaceted American virtuoso Peter Sykes played on the 1931 Steinmeier organ, German built, at the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Recording of this remarkable instrument is available on the Raven label through the Organ Historical Society. Find them on the web at ohscatalog.org. And lest there be any question, that was not little music, nothing for the beginner. Or was it? Just as the little preludes and fugues of Bach act as early stepping stones for the advancing young organist who may eventually become proficient enough to play a piece such as that by Reger, even that Opus 46, with all of its dramatic gestures, is but a point, perhaps a beginning, along the path of further discovery of the incredible universe of emotion and experience, which is the art of the organ. Reger and Bach, Max and Johann, two very great and creative energies, and our good companions on this never-ending journey. Seeking for details? Well, we are on the web at pipedreams.org. A complete playlist of today's program is posted there. This is program number 2011. For you non-web folk, I'll send you the basics. If you ask for a sample copy of our quarterly brochure, write to us at Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota 55101. Send a stamped, self-addressed, large format envelope for the return mail, please. Mention this program number, 2011. Production of our Pipe Dreams programs is made possible in part with funding from Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by the Mayhad Fund of the HRK Foundation, and by listener supporters of public radio international stations all around the country. It's always an opportunity for discovery and delight. Until next time, for Pipe Dreams, I'm Michael Barone, tipping the hats on behalf of Max and Johann. Thank you for listening. Pipe Dreams is a production of Minnesota Public Radio.
PRI, Public Radio International.